This week's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. Both cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The legislation offered by Representative Loomis of Wyoming and Senator Barrasso of Wyoming would overhaul the Equal Access to Justice Act, a 1980 law that allows plaintiffs to recover attorney fees when they successfully sue the government. Senator Barrasso contended that by letting environmental groups recover fees for legal challenges against energy projects and other uses of public land they oppose, the law effectively pays outside groups to repeatedly sue the federal government.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The legislation would amend the law to limit the recovery of attorney fees by nonprofit groups with a net worth of no more than $7 million. Loomis said the change would end the ability of giant environmental organizations with litigation shops to recover fees. The bill would also require plaintiffs to have direct and personal monetary interest in the matter being litigated, which would limit parties without a direct commercial link to the litigation from qualifying for the fees. Loomis said the provision, which reflects language included in the House-passed version of the original bill, would allow for veterans, Social Security claimants, and other plaintiffs the law was originally designed for to continue to employ it. The measure would require judges to reduce attorney fees if parties acted in a dilatory manner or in bad faith. It also capped the total number and amount of awards an entity may be awarded, the hourly rate of attorneys, and the number of applications an entity can seek in a single year.